This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne is off until Wednesday. This is War Now. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you are just joining the program, you probably want to know, who is this guy on my radio? I never heard of him before. But listen, I'm smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York, right here in the middle of God's country, broadcasting from, again, a FM signal in Connecticut. And we've been part, actually, Wayne has been on the night with us, 6 to 9, for, well, over a year, I think, now. And, again, we're just thrilled to have him. And I'm over the moon happy to be able to fill in here for a couple of nights this week. And, again, it's an absolute honor to be on USA Radio Network. And our number, again, is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And, again, I want to go right out to Vegas. Eric has been waiting for a while. Eric, I apologize for the long wait, but I'll tell you, let me ask you, because I lived in Vegas for a while. Where are you in Vegas?
I'm stuck on the freeway. Sweating like a dog.
Turn that AC.
I actually live over, AC doesn't help when it's 150 with 99.9% humidity.
Let me ask you this. I got to get to know you just a little bit, because Vegas is sort of like my second home away from home back in the day. I used to go there every week. And then I actually lived there, and I'll tell that story later. But so where did you come from to go to Vegas? You weren't born in Vegas, were you?
No, I don't think anybody was born
in Vegas. No, nobody's born in Vegas.
Nobody's born
there. There's a lot of babies. By the way, there's a lot of babies made in Vegas, but none are born there, right?
Oh, we make them here. Oh, we make them and send them all over the world.
All right, what's up tonight?
Oh, we're just talking about babies and making babies. It's amazing that the Democrats are so hell-bent on screaming bloody murder about children being separated from their parents, but for some reason, nobody seems to care that dads have been separated from our children from divorce court for the past 50 years, and it's every single study that they make shows that dads have been discriminated against and separated from our children. They'll throw the dad in jail, and then they'll take the kids and give them to the mom, and then you get no custody. You don't even get to see your kids, and there's no punishment for that. But nobody seems to care about that. Nobody does anything about it.
I'm sure that's...
$10 million on lawyers. You get nothing for it.
You're not the only person to say this to me. I actually have taken some phone calls about this during the course of my radio broadcasting career. Like, a lot of folks get fired up. And, you know, I would say more often than not, right, the mom is more deserving, more often than not. Like, listen, because, you know, the mom is the mom, and you don't want to break that bond. But I do know many, many cases where the dad is completely excluded and it's completely not fair. So I'm assuming maybe that's...
I understand what you're saying, but I disagree, because this is a world where men are supposed to be equal to women, are supposed to be equal to men. We're same thing.
Right. There's
no discrimination, no favorable treatment. But in this case, in the United States, there women are given all the favorable treatment, and their children are being alienated from their fathers all the time. And on top of that, if anybody's saying, when I go to jail, they take my kids to CPS.
Yeah,
and
you're right about that.
And I got to fight like hell to get them back.
Well, let me ask you a question, Eric. Let me ask you a question, because I think maybe they're... See, the problem is men more often than not screw up in this case, right? So it's the men that split. It's the men
that
take over.
Right.
No, wait, hold on. But not all. I'm not saying all the cases. But there has been a history, let's say, of the moms always. What's that?
All that started with the whole deadbeat dad propaganda.
But it did happen. There were a lot of deadbeat dads.
No, it's not true. It's not true. The deadbeat dads are for deadbeat dads. I mean, but in my case, I don't want to make it all about me, but in my case, they took my business away, they took my driver's license away, and I'm homeless. I mean, how am I supposed to pay $2,000 a month in child support that I used to make a lot of money? How can I pay that?
No, you can't. I get it. I get it. No, Eric. I get it. No, I get it.
But all the studies, I'm just saying, all the studies show that dads, we're not the deadbeat they say, but we're being separated from our children. But because we're dads, nobody cares. Nobody cares about dads being separated from their children. We love our children just as much as that illegal alien loves his children. And we don't want to be separate, but nobody cares about us. They just...
Well, Eric, I don't mean to cut you off, but I think we get the point. I understand what you're saying. I think here's the thing, and I'm not trying to generalize this because you sound like a good guy, and I had people who have, you know, contacted, reached out, who are paying that kind of money, like you said, very, very difficult to make ends meet from the man's point of view when you're trying to, let's say, live your life and then also have to support another, or the family, your original family. I get it. I get it. And you make some valid points. The problem is, I think that a lot of times the courts or the justice system, all of that sort of has this preconceived notion that all guys in those cases are, you know, they're bad until they prove that they're good, right? And I can actually speak from experience 50 years ago or so, because this happened in my family, right? So there was somebody who split on my mom back then, way back in the day. So I feel you, man. But I know, too, that there are a lot of guys out there who just poof, they're gone. So I feel for you. I hope it works out for you. There are dads out there who love their kids, you know, like crazy, and I know that, and I see it every single day. And there shouldn't be a separation. If the dads want to be in the lives of their kids and there's a split in the family, they should be allowed to do that. That's not, I agree with you. That is not fair. So, I mean, you get together as a unit, if you will, mother and husband, et cetera. You should, even if you guys split up, and half the marriages nowadays do, even if the family ends up splitting up and the dad wants to stay in the kid's life, they should be allowed to do that, no question about it. Let's go to New Jersey, where Frank is. Frank, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm actually driving in New Jersey.
Okay.
A couple things. First of all, blame the fathers from the 60s and the
70s. That's what I... You know, that's exactly
so many
right.
Deadbeats. The laws came out because of all the fathers. Hey, look, I paid. My kids are grown, and I paid for years. And
right.
It is what it is. Blame your uncles, your fathers, and so on and so forth. about the summit today, you know, I watched Chris Wallace, this interview with Putin. Did you see it? I'm not sure if you saw it because it came out at 6 o'clock, so right when it was on the air.
No.
He came at Putin. I think Putin probably going to come soft. He came at Putin pretty hard. I mean, pretty. I think he pissed Putin off, actually. He actually handed Putin the 12 names and basically said, read these names. I dare you. And Putin basically wouldn't take it out of his hand. And my point is, I'm not expecting Trump to come like that because he's a reporter, but Trump should have came a little harder. I actually thought he's going to cancel. And I said when I realized he didn't cancel, I figured, well, he might really come hard. At least not, I'm not saying slap the guy or mace him. I'm not, but he had to at least put his foot down and come hard. At least say, yes, I believe it. You can't say you believe Putin and you believe your intelligence agencies. You can't say that. And then Putin says, well, then how about all of us get together? I look at your evidence, you look at my evidence, and Trump says, I think that's a good idea. Really? That's a good idea?
Well, what do you want him to do, though? He's not going to challenge Putin in that setting. They're trying to build something. And in the grand scheme of things, Frank, this is probably not even, it's not even barely on Trump's radar. Again, it's not as though they went in and changed votes. They didn't change your vote. Even
of course not. But that's not the point. Obviously they're not. Look, we've done it. It's called manipulation. Everyone's not intelligent. Everyone will have time to watch the media. Look, Russians came out with a thing for African Americans called "Don't Shoot." I didn't follow it, but I know people who did. That was actually Russians,
right.
And it was a big thing.
Sure.
"Don't Shoot" has nothing to do with any American at all.
Right.
But people fell for that. You know what I mean?
People fell. Yeah, but they put a lot of fake stories out there. A lot.
So my point is, everyone is not intelligent. I know, but that's the problem. We all have different intelligence levels, and we manipulate our own voters here. You know, we do all kinds of things like that. The problem is, if you are our leader and you don't step up and say, yes, you did, all he had to say, to me, I don't even know if Trump is guilty of anything. When I was watching Trump today, I really think his ego is so big because he kept saying, I won. He kept thinking, making about Hillary. It's not about Hillary. It's not about him. He won. He's the president. President Trump, you are the president. You are going down in history as the president. But wait a minute. You still can say you manipulated with our election. That's all you had to say.
Yeah, but manipulating the election, it's a very slippery slope, what you're saying, because the average everyday consumer... Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if you say, hey, you manipulated our election, well, that makes you kind of feel as though, wait, you guys changed the ballot box in some way, and they, you know, they didn't do that.
No one, listen, that's the problem. See, stop. We can't make it about changing a ballot box. We have to make it about the messing with the American population. Trump is the president. That's what you guys want to make it about Trump. Trump won. I've never heard any Democrats say Trump really didn't win. Hillary won. No. You went in that booth and you voted. The point is, you have to say they tried to mess with our election. What is wrong with saying that?
All right, Frank, listen, I got to let you go. Thanks for calling down in New Jersey. Hands on, 10 and 12 when you're driving that big rig. I think you said a big rig, right? Down in New Jersey. Hey, if there are any women out there who want to reboot with Eric, was it reboot? Is that the, no, rebuff. That's what I, rebut. Listen. Give me a break, will you? All right, rebut what Eric had said. Pick up that phone. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I came from a family, and again, he wound up being good in the end, but he split when I was real, real young. I know it, man. I know the feel. We'll be back. USA Radio Network, Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Something bad happens. In other words, you've got to have an insurance policy. You've got to own some gold and silver. Because when the world's going to hell, gold and silver go up. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Everybody gets a 1 ounce Silver Eagle. Great gift for your kids, for your grandkids, for your nieces, nephews. You just have to be the first 100. Twice a show, first hour, second hour. So they're giving away 200 a day. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com.
All right, I am back. It is not Wayne Allen Root. He is off until Wednesday. My name is Lee Elsie, happily filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root here on the USA Radio Network. Again, you can call in 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, I should probably give out my email address. I always give out my personal email address. So if you're anywhere in the country right now and want to reach out to me through emails, maybe you don't like to call, maybe you don't like your voice on the radio, maybe it's nasally, or maybe you just don't like going on the air. There are a lot of people out there who don't like to hear their voice on the radio, so a lot of times they get all happy and giddy when they go back and forth with the email. So if that's a better way to communicate, that's absolutely fine. It's Lee Elsie Radio. Let me spell that for you. L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio at gmail.com. That's Lee Elsie Radio Jeff at gmail.com. Love to hear from you again, wherever you are. Again, we've taken calls from Vegas and Long Island and New Jersey this evening. It's really kind of cool. We have a very special guest coming up after the bottom of the hour break. He is Provost at Bryant University. He is the author of The National Security Court System, which is a fantastic book. He's a tremendous scholar, and I'll bring him on at about 7:35. I want to talk a little constitutional law and the Supreme Court justice appointment by Donald Trump. I want to get into that certainly with him. He's fantastic at that. And if you want to call in during that segment, you absolutely can. Once again, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I want to go completely off the radar just for a couple minutes. So, obviously, if this is the first time you've ever heard me, you don't know how much of an animal fan I am. Big animal fan, huge, always about the four-legged friends, anything and everything we can do to help out our furry buddies, I'm all about it, right? So I know this is like a week old, but it made me so giddy when it happened. I just want to share it with you. I'm not sure if Wayne talked about it with you. He may have. But there's a story that popped, like I said, about a week, maybe 10 days ago now, about some rhino poachers in Africa. And there was an op-ed which was put in the Chicago Tribune just the other day, which was titled "Revenge for Cecil the Lion." And if you don't know anything about this, apparently a group of rhino poachers crept into a South African game reserve. The armed poachers were going after rhino horns. Now, there are only a few rhinos left. In fact, we've decimated a couple of different species. But you can get $9,000 a pound for the horns because they sell them on the black market, obviously. But what happened was what looks like absolute poetic, sweet lion justice. These poachers, they didn't find really any of the poachers. They found a skull and I think a little bit of a pelvis bone, and they found 3 sneakers and a couple of hats. So they're assuming, they being the folks who run this game reserve, they're assuming that these poachers got taken down by our friends, the lions. Maybe Cecil's relatives. Cecil the lion's relatives. So, you know, there are some stories, like obviously news beats you over the head every single day. You know, this one story after another, it's negative news all the time. It's negative news from the left constantly. But every once in a while, you get a story that actually puts a little smile on your face. So again, for us who are four-legged fans, right, friends who are four-legged, a big fan, Cecil Lion and his relatives got back at the African rhino poachers by eating them. How about that? My name is Lee Elsie. I am broadcasting smack dab in the middle of the leftist badlands between New York City and Boston. It's like Bin Laden in the hills of Afghanistan. Yeah, I'm all by my lonesome, the conservative voice in the wilderness here in God's country, right between Boston and New York. I'm filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. It's USA Radio, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Next up, brilliant man, my good pal Glenn Solmacy will join us, author of National Security Court System and a constitutional scholar. Stick around. It's USA Radio Network.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Federal authorities have arrested a Russian woman accused of conspiring to infiltrate American political organizations, including a gun rights group, at the direction of a senior official at the Kremlin. Teresa Payton is a former George W. Bush White House chief information officer. She explains what these charges mean.
It could be the smoking gun, but the other piece is there are oftentimes autonomous units who have sort of just a gray area marching orders, and they work autonomously, and they don't necessarily have to report back in all of their movements and all of their tactics. And in some regards, they don't want to, because that sort of gives top cover to the senior executives, if you will.
Today, President Trump confronted Russian President Vladimir Putin about hacking the U.S. election, and again, Putin denied his country's involvement. Putin did also offer to work with the U.S. on analyzing any cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, this segment of the show, last segment of hour number two, sponsored by Cenogenics. Founded in 1997, Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. In 1 month, they just changed my life. In 1 month, I thought I was in good shape. I thought I was healthy. I thought I was a health nut, a health enthusiast. I was always working out an hour, 2 hours in the gym every day. Never missed a day. I was eating healthy, eating non-gluten, eating organic, popping vitamins. Then I go see them, and they do blood tests. They tell me I'm pre-diabetic and insulin resistant and all kinds of other problems, high triglycerides, high cholesterol. And 1 month on their program, and all of it's gone. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. 25% of the Cenogenics patient space are physicians and their families, meaning doctors and their families. You get unlimited consultations with your Cenogenics physician and the full clinical team to work with you to get the results you want. The average patient's body fat index goes down 30% in the first year. Works like magic. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, younger, Younger, or register at Cenogenics.com. Thank you for the incredible job you've done for me after 1 month. I can't imagine after 3 months and 6 months where I'll be. It'll just be amazing. I'm reversing the aging clock because of these guys. Losing pounds, gaining muscle, great job. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, as in I want to be younger.
You are listening to USA Radio. It's the Daily War Show. War Now. It's Wayne Allyn Root, who will be back on Wednesday. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us this evening. Don't go anywhere. I promise you the next segment is going to be, well, it might be life-changing for you. I'm being very serious about that. 833-WAR-TALK. My guest is laughing. 833-927-8255. I must give full disclosure. The next person I'm about to bring on is a pseudo-regular on my morning show here in the center of God's country in Connecticut. Here's the deal. He's one of the smartest guys I know. He's a provost. He is the provost at Bryant University. He's an author, served 31 years in the armed forces, and is an expert in national security, has appeared on numerous media outlets, Fox News, etc., and he's an expert in international law and constitutional law, and it's Glenn Solmacy. Glenn, good evening, buddy. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hey, Mr. Elsie, it's great to be on the show with you and on the War Show, Wayne Allyn Root Show. This is great.
So, listen, I wanted to get into Justice Kavanaugh, and I wanted to get into the importance of this and the importance of this pick. But let's start with a sort of a general outlook of it. You know, if Hillary Clinton had been elected president of the United States, we would now be in this absolute chaotic situation because, I mean, we would now be losing this battle of righteousness and losing this battle of conservatism. This is why the election of Donald Trump was so important. So, I mean, from here moving forward, with the age of the Supreme Court justices that we have, it is so very, very important that we can keep this momentum moving forward. And you know Justice Kavanaugh. Can you tell me a little bit about him and maybe a little bit about sort of where we need to go here with the Supreme Court?
Sure, Lee. Great question. One is, you're correct. I mean, we're making a big hullabaloo right now about what's going on. We put on Justice Gorsuch, and now we'll be putting on Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. They're replacing Justice Scalia and Justice Kennedy, both Reagan appointees, as a reminder to our listeners. So this isn't like a game changer. We're switching the court. Yes, certainly Justice Scalia was quite conservative and followed many of our listeners' beliefs and jurisprudential philosophy. And obviously Justice Kennedy, what I used to call him, as you know, is the ever-wavering Justice Kennedy. We never knew where he was going to fall on this. And he did fall on the liberal side of the court on several major cases. So it's an opportunity to change some case law. But the reality is that it's replacing key. The future, as you know, is incredibly important. After Judge Kavanaugh goes on, we still have people like Justice Ginsburg, Justice Breyer, in the wings that are due to retire next, if you will, on the agenda, and that will change. If the election had not gone for President Donald Trump, they would have changed the court already. We would have already had a shift because they would have been replacing conservative, or at least quasi-conservative, justices on the court. They would have had two chances. So all we're doing right now is holding the line, I would argue. And And I think it's an interesting, fascinating time to watch it, because remember, the Supreme Court, when the founders founded our country, it was the least important of the three branches. It was the Congress and the presidency and then the Supreme Court and the federal court system, because that's the least accountable to the people. And as you consistently remind your listeners, and Wayne does, government's supposed to be about the people, not about government. And this court was supposed to, is really the least democratic component or branch of the three branches. There's no accountability. Once we put one of these folks on the court, they're in a black robe, they sit on the court for their life tenured appointments, not 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 8 years, it's life time appointments. So they're critical appointments. So very, very exciting time. And I think, as you know, as you started to say, Judge Kavanaugh is an absolutely outstanding choice, Lee, to sit on the bench for numerous reasons.
We're talking to Glenn Slomacy. He's an author of National Security Court System is one of his books. He's also a constitutional scholar and a provost, the provost over at Bryant University. Kind enough of him to give us a little bit of time tonight. And actually, if you're somebody out there who wants to ask him a question, absolutely, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. If I missed something, I would love to hear from some of our listeners across the country to maybe ask Glenn Slomacy a question. So the left is deathly afraid that Brett Kavanaugh and whoever comes after him potentially will take away their right to pro-choice, right? That's the big issue that haunts the left. Your thoughts on that whole narrative, if you can.
Sure. And I think I should at least again say, like, one of the issues for the Senate right now is who controls the Senate. I mean, the founders were genius. We know that. They created this incredible system where the president couldn't alone decide who the nominee was, Lee. In short, the Senate had to confirm. So if the left is upset about what's going on, they should be going after the United States Senate with all their heart and soul right now, rather than worrying about trying to attack the individual persons. And in this case, if I could just, if you'd indulge me, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a great man. He's a great American. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This is a person who you would want to be sitting on the Supreme Court. He's fair. He's just. He's a great family man. He's great with his wife and children. He really has his act together. He coaches basketball. This is not a person that they're going to find a lot of info on to assault him. You just saw the Washington Post last week. Outrageous. Right. Saying that he was in debt because he bought season tickets to the Nationals that he shares with like five other friends. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. Let's get to actual. If they want to control what's going on, they should be trying to go after the Senate. You're correct, though. Pro-life choice, that whole movement is back in the national dialogue again. And the reality is that even if the court overturned Roe v. Wade, all that would mean, doesn't mean that abortions are banned in America. That's a misnomer. Those are threats and fears put out. That means that they would go back to the people. Right. The people would vote. So if someone, the voters in New York wanted, the states would have the opportunity to determine whether it's permissible or not to have abortions. So if New Yorkers wanted to have that, that would be the case. If Utah voted against it and was against it, they would likely not have abortions. Basically, the issue would this not be a national question any longer. It would be going back to the states, which I think most of the listeners and most of our viewers and listeners all agree with. It should go back to the states. Let them decide. Government shouldn't be so involved in these sort of decisions.
All right, so some of the folks who may be listening right now may think it's easy to, let's say, change the amendments to the Constitution. It's very difficult to get into that. This is not something that can sort of be wave a magic wand and all of a sudden there's no more Roe versus Wade, right?
Correct. Well, I think they'd have to overturn, basically overturning precedent is what they're saying. It's not going to be just someone coming in with a political agenda. Remember, these are people that are removed from that process. They're supposed to be non-political entities. That's why they're life tenured. They're removed from the political process. But, I mean, it's a possibility that it could change, and I think most people looking at Roe v. Wade as a matter of constitutional law, it was not a very well-written opinion, regardless of what you think about the issue itself. It wasn't very well-written, and I don't really want life-tenured Harvard and Yale graduates, with all due respect, deciding what's going on with my world all the time. They are life-tenured mullahs of the West in black robes making decisions about all of our individual lives when it's the least accountable to the people. That's what we have to recognize. We're putting someone on the court. They should be not. This is really the debate, Lee. It's about what do we want from Supreme Court justice. Are they supposed to make law or interpret the law? That's what it was supposed to be. And that's the big difference. And I would say, most sincerely, the people of judicial restraint, we don't want judges deciding what's best for us. Essentially, then, they would be a super legislature. They would be above the Congress and above the President. They decide what's best, and they decide what law is and how it works. That's a dangerous thing to have when you've got the least accountable to the people. There are no elections. Once they're on the courts, there's no turning back. They're life tenured unless they're impeached. It's the only way you can remove them.
Right.
So I think we have to be conscious of that, that we want judges that engage in restraint, that look at the law as what it was. What did Justice Scalia say? What does Gorsuch say? What does Alito say? What does Roberts say? What did the founders interpret at the time?
Right.
What did they want? What was the Fourth Amendment about? What was the Constitution about? And what, why did we have that?
Well, I don't mean to interrupt.
We've got to find ways to get around.
All right, we got to run to the next break. We'll come back with more from Glenn Slomacy. But I think Justice Scalia said it best, or he captured it best, and we got a chance to actually meet him, which was an incredible treat for me. You set that up, Glenn. But he went out of his way to say there are decisions that he made that he hated. He hated making those decisions, but he did it because it's what the Constitution directed him to do. That's what we want in a Supreme Court justice. Glenn Slomacy is with us. That's right. National Security Court System is one of the books he's written. Provost at Bryant University. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more with him. If you want to weigh in, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. It's Lee Elsie filling in for the great Wayne Allen.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow. How it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you a MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
War now! Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, don't panic. It's not Wayne Allen Root. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne. He'll be back on Wednesday on USA Radio, of course, War Now. You can actually reach me at Lee Elsie Radio. I know it's a lot of E's. I know it's a lot of vowels. L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio at gmail.com. Lee Elsie Radio. If you've got a question or a comment and you want me to get to it on the air after the top of the hour, I'll be happy to do so. Or even with our next guest or our guest that we held over, Glenn Slamacy, National Security Court System, is the book he's written, a number of books, and also he's a scholar. He's an expert in constitutional law. I'm happy he's with us, provost at Bryant University.
Yes. And I'm an FOL, a friend of Wayne.
That's right. That's exactly right. So you're actually in Texas right now, right?
I am in Texas, Lee, and I've got to tell you, it is a wonderful spot. As Wayne Allen Root has written about, the exes are from Texas, and people are pouring into Texas because of the low taxes, and companies are coming in. And I tell you what's great is the people are just great. It is noticeable, Lee, and even the kids were saying to me, we have the children with us, and they were kidding with me, saying how nice people are, and the reaction that it's almost like being in another country.
So that's great, true.
I think Sam Houston would have been happy to hear that. Really, it's a wonderful, wonderful.
So you actually you noticed the difference, huh?
I did. No question.
That's amazing.
Even just,
really...
just at restaurants. And then this is Austin and outer Austin. Outside of Austin, we'll be in Waco and San Antonio. But the people are real. They're fun. We went to CSD, for those listeners out there, a bingo. Chicken blank bingo at a honky tonk place.
Oh, come on.
It was absolutely wonderful. Place was packed with children and people was out back where the chickens and
so wait, hold on. Let me just get one thing straight. So you went to chicken blank bingo in Texas. This, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who only eats his meals with silver fork and spoon, right? I mean, this is about as far away.
I wear a bow tie, if anybody knows. I wear a bow tie.
That is true. That is true.
So it was a little Longhorn bar in Austin. It was awesome. Sunday night, 4 to 8, and it was filled with all sorts. It was cowboys. There were students from University of Texas at Austin. There were families. It was great. It was absolutely wonderful.
Amazing.
Absolutely. So it's really a great place. It's a reminder of what, when we're talking about the Constitution and we're talking about what America is about,
is we really are still the great America, the great United States, and one of the items that our government is there to serve the people, not the opposite. And the people run the government of the United States. And you come to a place like this and you just realize there's some great people all across this incredible country, and a reminder that the Constitution was written to protect against tyranny and to protect against overreaching government. And that's really what we're talking about with the Supreme Court nomination. I can't say that enough to people. Recognize the least powerful branch of government at the founding was the judicial branch. Now we can see it's one of the most powerful. Some would argue the most powerful. And we have to be careful about putting one of these folks on the court, whomever it is, because they're there for life. And I always can't stand unelected officials in black robes that are Harvard and law elitist graduates determining what's best for our country. They better be reading the Constitution for what it says, not what they want it to be. And that's the fight that's going on with Judge Kavanaugh right now.
Glenn Sommacy's with us. We only have about 3 minutes left, and I wanted just to get, I don't think we can get into all of Kavanaugh's his philosophies, but I wanted to get into one thing, because you had mentioned this earlier on in our conversation about how he's being attacked, right? This is a good guy, right? This is a guy who coaches Little League or basketball, and he helps tutor kids and all of that. Great, and he's a friend of yours, actually. So it's got to be frustrating for you to see already people lining up to take this guy down, and they don't know. First of all, they don't know anything about him personally. They're just doing it because of partisan politics.
It is, but I think that's the way it works, right? I mean, that's part of the beauty of our system. You're right. There are people lining up. Before it was even him, they'd already been saying they're going to say no. We don't even know what his philosophy is. His philosophy is an originalist philosophy. He's a textualist. He really looks at the limitations of power of the three branches of government. That's really his area. He tries to find areas to be an expert in, and that's his real niche, if you will. But I do think that the key is that whoever controls the Senate is really going to be the powerful force in the judicial nomination process, right? That's really what that's what we've seen over the last, since 1987 in the Judge Bork nomination process. That's really what we've seen. The presidency, certainly, but you got to have the Senate. And I would say that the folks that are attacking Judge Kavanaugh should probably hold their fire and have a long-term strategy, because the next fight will be much, much better and much, much more difficult will be for Ginsburg, Steve, likely. And that's going to be the game changer. This deal is just holding court essentially where it was. Yes, it's a little bit Kennedy was a swing vote. I have never been a fan of Justice Kennedy. I think he's always... We've never known where he's going to land. I've written in law review articles and co-written articles to call him the ever-wavering Justice Kennedy. But Judge Kavanaugh is this man, his wife Ashley, great Texas, perfect, a great supporter of Clinton, and he is really about becoming jurist and intellectual, and his man is really someone of a tough enough to confirm the Supreme Court seat.
Glenn, listen, I got to run. I can't thank you enough. Provost over at Bryant University, Glenn Sommacy, the author of the great book, National Security Court System, joining us here tonight. Glenn, I'll talk to you down the road. Enjoy Texas, okay?
Thanks, Mr. Elfie.
Thank you, buddy. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll take some phone calls after the top of the hour. Tommy Binion at 835 from the Heritage Foundation. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Don't move.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.